fluffy bread,
classic burger buns,
and so many carbs.
Carb fear is real, but Hero Bread makes healthier versions of the carb-heavy favorites we love most. We're talking fewer calories, 0 to 2 grams net carbs, zero sugar, and seriously great taste. Plus, more of the dietary fiber and protein you want with no compromise. Don't skip out on your favorites. Just use Hero Bread. Get 10% off your order at hero.co with code HEROPOD at checkout.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome back.
I hope you've had a good weekend.
I know it's Tuesday, but it feels like Monday.
Okay, but it is Tuesday.
Then get back to work.
What for? What for?
We have a lot of work to do.
And less time to do it.
And before you know it,
the weekend's here.
Yeah, but it's still just
Tuesday, right?
Yes, it is.
I'm going back to bed.
You can't!
Because it's showtime.
The Mixed Morning Fix with John Monroe and Jackson. Starts now.
Indeed we do. Good morning to you. Tuesday, September 3rd. You have done it. You made it through another month. Good morning to you. I'm John. That's Jackson.
Oh, hello.
A high today of 94. It's kind of funny. We left the show on Friday at the broadcast at Neeters up in Kaysville, and we drove through the Bountiful Fire.
Yeah. My whole town was on fire.
Which you had no clue about till you got back to your house.
Yeah.
Didn't know about it. And you're like, wow.
It's really on fire.
This fire is like close.
It was so close. I was like, I could see it from my backyard.
Uh-huh.
I could see it. It was right there.
No, I know. I know. And then I wake up this morning and we got a fire in Layton going on.
Yeah.
There's evacuations with, like, I don't know
what's causing these fires. Do we know what happened with the Bountiful Fire? I didn't ever read anything.
I believe the Bountiful Fire was lightning.
Oh.
You were on the street, but we actually got a memo from the National Weather Service saying there's a high fire warning right now with lightning expected over the evening. So it turned out that they were right
with
this whole thing. But the Layton Fire, 250 acres, 125 homes evacuated.
Dang.
Yeah.
Good morning, Layton.
Right. And it's 0% contained. So they have that going for them as well.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh. So it's good. It's all good. Fire must cleanse us. I've said it before. And,
yeah. Here we
you
are.
You asked for this.
Right, exactly. Well, and I will also say that, like, we're finally giving firefighters something to do because last year we did a bunch of Jackson on the Streets where I just visited different firehouses.
Yeah.
And the one thing that I heard overwhelmingly is how bored they were all the time because they're like, there's no fires. We got into this job to fight fires.
Mm-hmm.
And there's never any fires. It's all just medical calls now.
Well, they were saying that we're too safe, right? Like,
yeah, we did too good a job fireproofing everything.
Yeah.
You can't fireproof that mountain.
No, you cannot.
You can't do it.
No, you can't. I thought since this is kind of our first time back since September has started, I've got things to look forward to. In the month of September.
Yeah, tell me all about it.
For example.
Is it chapter 2 on there? Because that's the only thing that's been getting me through life.
It is.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, is this Friday.
I know! I got tickets for Thursday night.
Are you going?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm not playing around.
Also on Thursday, I think we're going to celebrate it in a fun way by putting Jackson on the street.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be cool. Yeah, so that's actually one of the things. It chapter 2, September 5th.
Boom.
What's not to look forward to? Are you doing the story about the billboards?
Yo, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Rambo Last Blood.
Oh.
I didn't know there was going to make another one.
Okay, that's fine.
The Downton Abbey movie is coming out this month.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I felt like they just wrapped production like a few weeks ago.
That's how the Brits work.
All right, not playing around.
Also, the first day of fall is September 23rd, so we are 20 days away from that happening. Also, a ton of TV shows. Dancing with the Stars is kicking off.
Sure.
American Horror Story, which
American
you like.
Horror Story 1984.
Why are you looking forward to it? I feel like half the time you're disappointed with American Horror Story.
No, just the one season. I usually love it.
Okay.
Plus, even when it's bad, it's still fun to watch because you can hate watch it.
Sure.
I go back and I rewatch the seasons I don't like.
What?
Just to hate watch it.
I don't understand you sometimes.
I know, man. It's fine.
And then The Voice is coming back this month. NCIS. Season 4 of This Is Us. That show's still on.
Mm.
Turns out.
Crazy. I can't believe it.
And the Masked Singer. If you're into the award show, the Emmys are going to be happening soon.
I do like the Emmys.
I'm excited. We had our draft last night. NFL kicks off on Thursday. Chicago Bears versus the Green Bay.
The Green Bay Goulash.
The Green Bay Goulash was what they used to be called.
Oh, okay.
They switched to the Packers, but there was a time, of course.
It was the Green Bay Goulash.
Ah, the Goulash.
A big fan.
Ah.
Actually, I do know all about the Green Bay Packers exclusively because I'm in love with Aaron Rodgers.
Are you?
Aaron Rodgers is in love with me.
Really?
Yeah. We have a secret relationship going on. Let's start it.
You heard it here first?
Yeah, you heard it exclusive.
Exactly. You're not going to hear that on any other station.
He's so handsome.
And finally, we got a bunch of holidays. We just missed Labor Day, right? And there's a few other ones coming up, like National Cheese Pizza Day. On September 5th.
Okay.
Video Games Day on September 12th.
Oh, see, that's where I'm at. That sounds great.
Don't forget Guacamole Day on the 16th.
Uh-huh.
My favorite holiday that we do every year, Talk Like a Pirate Day.
I hate Talk Like a Pirate
Coming up on the 19th.
So
and you know
lame.
We're going to do the...
it's so lame.
We're going to do pirate jokes all day long. Yeah.
The way that your eyes are sparkling right now makes me so uncomfortable.
And also, there is Cheeseburger Day on the 18th. So we have a very exciting month ahead of us, is what I'm trying to say. Monroe's
look who decided to
in.
Join the show this morning. Hi, baby.
Her mic's not on. Microphone. There you go.
Just turn it on. I had to take a detour.
Good to see you.
It's good seeing you, Monroe.
Maybe the detour was that my car was out of gas, and we had to roll into a gas station.
That sounds more like it.
It also looks like she made a detour to a coffee shop.
I brought this from home.
Did you guys see that yesterday? You know, we had 100 degrees, and it's the first time in September that we've hit 100 since, like, it was a long time. A long time ago.
I hate it.
I would be totally fine with that
because right
we
that?
Didn't get a June. So if we wanted to extend summer through September.
Let's extend fall.
1979 was the last time we hit 100 degrees in September.
Gross.
And we did it yesterday.
Hate it.
We did it, everyone. Hey, we want you to name the station. We are actually giving you the opportunity for Mix to be called whatever for one day.
Yeah. So, it can be called, you know. Bob.
It could be Bob 1051.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Do you have your bleep right?
I don't, so please don't.
Because I've got some names. I got some real good names.
It could be Boat McBoatface. What's the...
Boaty McBoatface.
Boaty McBoatface.
Like that oil driller or whatever in the UK. Which, by the way, won by a landslide.
Uh-huh.
Boaty McBoatface won by a landslide, and they didn't even name the big boat after that.
They went the small one.
They're like, okay, well, people... wanted it this name, so we're going to name the little boat after him because, God forbid, we do the big boat.
Like, it really matters. You know what I mean? Like,
that's
it really
thing.
Matters.
No one cares.
That Boaty McBoatface is iconic. You know what I'm
saying?
Like, we are all talking about a boat right now.
Yeah, exactly.
A boat.
And we're going to give it to you, and as long as there's no bad language in it, it'll win. And so you have till the 16th to submit your name up at mix1051utah.com. And here's the deal. We're not just going to call the station it for a day. We're doing billboards. We're doing social media. I mean, your name, whatever it is going everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
I love that.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why
why not exactly? So do us a favor. Submit your name entry to mix1051utah.com. All right, Jackson. Let's do the showbiz beat, buddy.
Let's do it. All right, well, I got it. Kick off the showbiz beat with this. Kanye West Sunday service. Happened in Watts, California this weekend. You know how he's been being a preacher.
Yeah, every Sunday, and these events are becoming bigger and bigger.
Yeah, Brad Pitt was at this one.
Oh, cool.
And Brad Pitt stood behind Kanye pretty much the whole time. But what Brad Pitt may not have noticed is...
Oh, I'm sure he noticed. How
so everyone had to have. Kanye puts his big old thumb in his big old ear and then picks around there for a sec. And then eats whatever comes out of his ear.
He ate it.
He ate his earwax. Now, there are some people that watch the video and they say, oh, he didn't eat his earwax. He scratched his ear and then he picked at his lip. Whatever. Like, we all do weird things when we're kind of zoned out. Which, by the way, it's your Sunday service. You shouldn't be zoning out.
You should be focused.
You should be focused.
Uh-huh.
But I think he for sure grabbed something out of that ear. He went digging for potatoes. Grabbed, found something, gobbled it right up.
I can't.
Mm-hmm. So, I filmed this video. And I put it on our Insta story, Mix1051 Utah on Instagram, and I put it on Twitter, Mix1051 Utah on Twitter. Would you please go take a look at this and tell me if I'm crazy? Because everyone, now he's got a real weird legion of followers that are very protective of him and his image. And so, of course, they're going to say that he wasn't eating his own earwax.
I have to tell you, I wanted to actually give him the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, like
I wanted
nobody
to be like, Jackson's overreacting. It's showbiz.
No, that boy ate his own earwax.
I have to be honest. He completely ate that. There's no doubt.
Yeah.
In my mind.
He rolled it off of his finger onto his tongue. Mm. It was like,
he loved it. It was like Tic Tacs. Nom, nom,
no.
Nom. So yeah, head over to Mix1051 Utah on Instagram or Twitter and let us know what you think.
Yeah.
Because I am convinced that he ate that earwax. Parents from around the world want billboards promoting the new Pennywise movie, It Chapter 2, to be removed.
Why?
So, basically, it's giving their children nightmares. It's a big photo of Pennywise the Clown, who is scary.
Yeah.
I can't wait. I can't wait for this movie. Comes out on Thursday, by the way. But there's big clown face, and there's blood dripping down from his mouth. Mm-hmm. And apparently, that has been giving people's children nightmares, so they want all the billboards removed.
Have you seen, like, the posters for every scary movie that's ever been made?
Ever.
Yeah, I don't. There's something about because he's a clown. I think parents feel like they have the right
on
this one to complain about. I think it's
what about Child's Play?
I'll tell you, there are public safety billboards that give me nightmares.
Oh yeah,
like public health announcement billboards. I'm like,
it's like this is your lungs when you smoke.
Exactly.
I'm like, are those just autopsy lungs laying on a table?
Seriously,
girl, what are you doing?
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
There have been cigarette commercials over the years where I'm like, oh, so we're going to allow this? We're going to allow it to show this? And like, well, it's for the better good. I'm like, well, I'm going to have nightmares.
Uh-huh. Or like the ones that are like, 89 fatalities on Utah roads this year. Or some of my favorites were just like, tell your children you love them. It could be the last time. Hashtag click it or ticket.
Right, exactly.
I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah. As opposed to the alternative, which is like a smiley face clown.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
Like they would be super upset over that poster.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one where parents are like, we draw the line here. You could talk about my children being orphans, but if you show them a clown. Plus, doesn't every parent have to deal with the monsters under the bed? Like, if it's not this clown, it's going to be a different clown or something else.
I remember my dad had some photo in his house of a cemetery that when I was a kid scared me. Like, I wouldn't go near it. It was just like, it bothered me. But then again, I just go like, something was going to bother me no matter what. Mm-hmm. Like when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Things do.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Yep. Poor Kevin Hart.
Oh.
He got into a really bad car accident Sunday where his Plymouth Barracuda ran off the road, landed in a ditch. The car landed on its roof. Kevin's friend was driving at the time, but the friend had to get cut out of the car. Like, they had to, like, use the jaws of life to get him out. He was injured. But Kevin's injuries were so bad that they life-flighted him. And he had some severe back injuries. And all Sunday long, he was in surgery. And his wife was kind of posting updates. And now she is saying that he's stable and he's going to be fine. But it was a really bad car accident.
Wow.
I was reading some theories that he was actually driving. Have you read that at all?
No.
Yeah.
I hadn't seen that.
But somehow they were able to like crawl and switch it last minute.
They had to get
if he has a broken back.
So that's what people
he's got a broken
saying
back
this morning.
And his buddy had to get the jaws of life. No one's switching.
I'm just asking you if you read that.
But they think the other guy was drunk, so he's a fall. They were both drunk, so the other guy was like a fall guy or something.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I know. I don't know. Like I said, I just read that this morning, and I was like, I'll ask Jackson about that.
I hadn't read anything about that, but I really turned my brain off this weekend.
Cool.
A whole lot of nothing.
All right.
And finally, Shawn Mendes was asked if he is in love with Camila Cabello. Oh. So he did kind of... Oh, do you have it?
Do
you have the audio?
One second here.
You can't ask somebody that in an interview. So do you love her?
Sounds like he's on stage or something when it's asked. Oh, here, I'll let you listen to it.
Honestly, I want to say I want to talk to you guys about this stuff. It's just not just me in the relationship. You know, there's another person involved, and I can't say things that I feel... It's not just me deciding.
So... It's kind of hard to hear, but basically what he's saying is he kind of confirmed that he is in a relationship with Camila Cabello. He didn't say her name, but he did say, look, I wish I could say what I feel, but there's another person involved, and I'm not going to air their laundry as well. It's not my place. So, he's been real dodgy about it.
I tell you, I don't like the answer.
To which I say again, yes, the other person's involved, fine. But y'all are making out in front of the paparazzi every day.
Yes.
Every day they've got new pictures of the two of them making out. So this revelation, quote unquote, that he's acknowledging their relation. Didn't he do that when they were like eating each other's faces?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah,
those
right?
beach photos were the point where they're like, hey, look what we're doing.
Yeah.
All right,
that is a showbiz beat. Unless you got something to say.
No, I'm good.
You disagree.
Yeah.
You want to add on?
He's just trying to be respectful
he's
to
not,
her.
Though. They're not being respectful. They're making out every chance they get. That means they're together. But what's the difference?
Because somebody asked him while he's in a public setting, do you love her? And he's just like, oh my gosh, we probably haven't had that conversation yet. I'm not going to sit here and say.
If I were Shawn Mendes, I would have just looked at him and been like, she ate. She's fine.
Hey, our buddy Lynn's going to see it tonight.
Ah, Lynn, let me in. Get me in there.
He said he'll text us tomorrow and let us know how it is.
I want in.
Good morning, John, Monroe, and Jackson. High today of 94. The fire in Layton still going strong. 0% contained. This is different. If you're waking up going, wait, on Friday they were talking about a fire.
Yeah.
You're right. We were.
And a fire in Davis County. Now we got two in Davis County.
Yeah. You know
just in time for me to live there.
I was just going to say, it's because you're getting comfortable. You're setting up all of your stuff, and you know, the place is burning.
Listen, bro.
Yeah.
I have seen so many fires. I am worried the fires are following me.
I think they are.
Because, you know, like there was like 2 years ago, I saw like I just stumbled across like four huge fires.
Uh-huh.
And fires don't really happen anymore. Watch the Weight Watchers building in South Salt Lake burn down. The semi truck next to me like exploded.
Wow.
When on my way to Shawn Mendes, I saw a car catch on fire.
Okay.
I'm worried about it.
I'm worried about being around you.
You should be. I'm a fire starter.
Monroe.
The studio is going to catch on fire.
Exactly.
Yeah, man. It's not good.
Don't worry. I have
fires are so scary.
I got my hammer.
Oh, cool. My God.
So don't worry. We're going to be okay.
Okay.
Hey, usually on Mondays, but since we were off yesterday, we're going to do it today. We like to go and read all of the stories of just the crazy criminals out there and tell them to you. And we call it
Hey Dummy.
All right, for example, a group of three women and their three children went into a baby store in New Jersey last week. And two of the women...
Where you go buy babies, right?
That's exactly what you do.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the baby store.
Yeah, you get them on wholesale. If you wonder where babies come from, they come from the baby store.
Okay, got
it. Yeah. Well, two of the women distracted the employee while the other woman stole a stroller. Then they all quickly were like, okay, gotta go. And they left the store, right? Well, they had to go back into the store when they realized they left one of their kids.
Oh!
You left
behind.
A baby?
Left a baby at the baby store.
Well, they were trading. They wanted the stroller, but they didn't want the kid anymore, so it seemed like a really great trade.
So here's the thing also. The cops say the women, they were all from England, and the stroller they decided to steal was actually like this British brand that would have been way cheaper had they just bought it over
in the UK.
Across the pond. Yeah.
Well, they were probably here visiting, and they forgot the stroller, and, you know, who's got $400
you're
to
right
drop on
that.
A decent one? You're going to be
so,
walking around everywhere.
You leave a baby, take a stroller.
Yeah.
It's not a bad idea.
Take a penny, leave a penny.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Well, maybe
exactly.
It's a trade system, you know? Like, I'll bring the stroller back.
Well, it's like when you leave
on... As long as the baby's
exactly.
healthy when
you're
I get
right.
back here.
So to the three women who stole a baby stroller but left a baby, we say,
hey, dummy!
All right, I've got a story. Also involves a Brit.
Really?
Yeah.
Ew.
The British acting up.
A teenage desperate.
Oh, the worst.
No less.
Teenagers.
Well, this teenager went blind.
What?
Yeah, ended up at the doctor's office. The doctor's like, dude, what's going on? Like,
yeah.
Don't just go blind. Like, this is really hard to just one day. So the doctor started asking him questions. And when it came to his diet, the teenager admitted that he ate nothing but Pringles, French fries, white bread, and processed ham and sausage.
Sounds like my kid's diet.
Oh. Yeah, no joke.
Pringles and white bread.
Got to be getting more carrots, yeah. Vitamin A.
So he kept going. The reason why he was in the doctor's office is, you know, he kept going to the doctor to get B12 injections.
Because he wasn't getting his nutrients.
You right. could eat yeah. B12.
Right.
You could eat it in food.
But the doctor kept giving him these B12 injections.
So he's enabling.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
yes.
Why did the doctor give him the number to a nutritionist?
I don't know, because I bet the doctor just didn't figure it out right away, right? Like, you're just like, oh, you're a teenager, you're tired, let's give you some B12, mm-hmm. you know, that kind of stuff. And so, yeah. The teen had to go blind for them to catch it. But, yeah.
Is he permanently blind?
He's completely visually impaired.
For now on. It's not like it comes back once he starts eating his leafy greens.
Let's see. The boy failed to develop. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. His body did not form.
Anytime it says failed, you're right, like, exactly. Oh, not great. Oh.
Yeah, so they say that he has a little bit of hearing loss as well.
Oh, that sucks.
Eat your veggies, kids.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on. So, I don't know. Listen, to just everybody involved in this, doctor, mom, and especially the teen, we're going to give him a big ol'.
Hey, dummy!
My story comes to us from Hamilton, New Jersey. 80-year-old lady gets into her driveway. She was out driving, and she falls asleep. 80 years old. What are you supposed to do?
Well,
she was in the driveway.
Yeah, she got to the driveway. Okay. She managed to get home, fell asleep in the car.
Sure.
Now, you would think that falling asleep in your car would be enough to keep it safe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But at 4 a.m. when she woke up, the car was gone, and she was laying in the driveway.
What?
The thief literally opened up the car door, scooped her 80-year-old corpse out of there, laid it out on the driveway, and drove off.
They laid 80-year-old Nana.
Yeah, they put Nana
on the driveway.
They laid Nana on the driveway.
4 o'clock in the morning,
and she slept through all of it.
Oh,
she was tired.
I know,
but
tired. If you're physically getting picked up, I feel like that's not a sleep. That's an eternal sleep. Oh, man, I really can't believe she managed to survive
this. Awesome.
The woman called the cops, and even though she had a cut and a bruise on her face, she had no memory of anyone taking her car. She slept through all of it.
The whole thing.
Yeah. The cops did find the car later. It was abandoned, but they have no idea who the thief is.
Yeah.
So if your buddy was the one that scooped up Nana,
poor Nana.
Later
How
out on the driveway.
How dare you?
I know. Yeah.
So for scooping up a little old lady laying her out on the driveway and taking her car, we're going to call this guy,
Hey Dummy!
Hey, let's play Bite or Suck, okay? Here's how it works.
Really?
Yeah. I've got a list of items, and I want to know if you chew on them or if you do not chew on them, okay? Obviously,
okay.
That's what, yeah.
Are we going to get a game show bet? Or
do you want something like that? Yeah, well, it's not really a game. All right, hold on.
It is a game.
In a way, well, let's play Bite or Suck.
Yeah.
No better?
Yep.
All right.
Ice cubes.
Oh, they just go in drinks and melt.
You don't chew on ice?
No.
Well,
I like the nugget ice, the little ones.
Oh, yeah.
Those I'll chew on every now and then. But really, I don't just go up to my fridge and get a handful of ice.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, Sonic. Sonic has the best ice.
I know what's up.
Dude,
Sonic
hands
ice.
Down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
Maverick.
Great.
No.
As well.
Maverick does
really
like the
hold on.
Really?
Hold on, though. Sonic comes number two to hospital ice.
Okay.
That's fair.
Nothing beats hospital ice.
Because it's like an ice chip, right? Isn't that what it is?
Yep.
I remember that.
It's the best.
Yeah.
And I will tell you, when you're pregnant and they won't feed you and you're in labor, those ice chips.
I remember the ice chips.
Save lives.
They have machines that just spew them out all over on the maternity
I
floor.
Want them. That's, what's your secret, hospitals? How can I get one of those?
51% say no, they do not bite them. They just, I like to chew on my ice. I know it's bad for your teeth. I do it, though.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Mom always says you're going to break your teeth.
I know. Orange slices.
Oh, you chew on those.
Yeah, you chew them. Because you have the little stringy things. You got to chew it.
You don't vampire it? You don't just...
Well, you bite into it. Uh-huh. Then you get a good grip, and then you rip the peel off with your hand while your teeth are hanging on to the guts.
Yeah, no, just eat it.
73% say exactly that. Just eat it. Yeah. Breath mints.
Oh.
Do you suck on them or do you chew them?
I start sucking on them, and then eventually, once they get little enough, then you chew them.
Okay.
It's a nice idea. I'm the same way. Like, I start out really hopeful, like, oh, yeah, I'm going to make this one last.
No.
I'm going to make it last.
Never do.
Crunch, crunch. Oh.
Yeah, it's about 5 seconds.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Seconds before I start chewing them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I can't help myself. Cheese balls. So we talked last week about cheese balls.
Oh, the cheese puffs.
The little cheese puffs.
I suck them.
Ew.
Do you really?
Yes,
let them dissolve
because
in your
they
mouth?
Disintegrate. Yeah, it's crazy, but it's fun.
Oh, yeah. No. Ew. You gotta just bite into them.
It's a good time.
I think it's because
you let
they
them
disintegrate
get all soggy.
Is my problem with it. Only 16% are the same as Monroe. Everyone else is saying, ew. Okay, it's kind of like breath mints, hard candy. So if you're going over to Nana's and she gives you a Werther's.
Same deal.
Yeah.
Start. You think you're going to, you know, just wear it down a little bit. Then you can't.
This is what's crazy.
Yeah.
Only 14% bite down on hard candy.
That's crazy. How?
No, that's crazy. I've legitimately, it's on my bucket list. Someday I will just lick an entire blow pop. I will get all the sucker off of the gum.
No, you're on top. You won't do it.
No one can do it.
No one.
I will try.
You won't.
I will.
Because you'll start and you'll be like, oh, yeah. And then next thing you know, crunch. And you'll be like,
Yep.
Foil again.
One, two, three.
Three.
Yep. That's what's going to happen every time.
popsicles.
Oh, that you can't bite those. Those are awful.
No. Yeah. What are you, a monster?
Oh, you're a popsicle biter, aren't you?
I am.
Dude, are you an ice cream biter? I do not appreciate ice cream biters.
I give it
you
gum
get an
it.
Ice cream cone, and it's got a big...
I gum
and
it.
You bite the top off?
Yeah, I'm a
gum. No!
You cover up your teeth with your lips, and you go... Om.
Yeah. See, Jackson knows.
I got you.
Yeah.
He gets what about.
You know how to eat ice cream the right way.
Right. Uh-huh. Monroe, you're the weird one.
All wrong.
76% of us do not bite the popsicles. What about chocolate? So I got a Hershey bar, and I open it up, and I break it up into little squares, and I hand you guys the square. What do you do with it?
I suck it.
Really?
Yeah, I suck it.
Yep.
No.
Especially if it has almonds in it.
You chew
it. Will. I'll get all the chocolate off.
What?
So I can eat the almond on the very end.
Uh-huh. Really?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm on. Yep. Monroe's right. That's how you eat chocolate.
Oh, I disagree.
It's the best.
I respectfully disagree. If you disagree. Just chew it and throw it down, you're not really opening up the aromatics.
Don't even. Right. Don't you
chocolate
even
has a lovely
me.
Bouquet, and you gotta swish it around for a while in order to really activate the flavors.
What about gummy bears?
How can you? No.
I've
seen it done.
Them.
They'll go small. Like they shrink in size if you do.
Yeah, I've seen it, but never.
And the crazy thing is, they typically maintain shape when
you
do.
Yeah, it's like one of those, you know, those things you put in the water and they grow really big. But it's like
the opposite.
Yeah,
exactly. You put it in water, it just starts to shrink.
Are you a one at a time gummy bear eater?
Oh no!
I'm more of
a handful
kind of
guy.
Yeah, same. I really am.
No, you got to do one at a time because
they taste the same, Monroe. Don't tell me
the white ones get ruined by the green ones.
No.
They taste differently.
You can't do both of them.
What? You're wrong on that. They absolutely taste different.
They taste the same.
No, the white ones are the bomb.
The white ones are the best.
They're the best ones, followed by red.
Yep.
I was about to say white and red.
Yeah.
Gummy bears, you could not right now. If I got some of the gummy bears here, in the, and I told you to close your eyes.
Get yourself down to a gas station. You buy me some Haribo gummy bears.
You could not
you
tell.
You hand them to me one at a time. I will tell you what flavor.
I'll Uber Eats it right now.
We will get some Haribo gummy bears. Yeah. Maybe Sarah on her way in. We will do that today.
Somebody's got to do it. I'm telling you, we can tell the difference.
Mm-hmm. There's no way you can tell the difference.
Are you serious?
Serious. There's no way.
Maybe that's what's wrong with John. Maybe he's just not tasting gummy bears.
Maybe he just can't. Oh, man. What if he's deaf in the mouth?
You're mouth deaf. That's really sad.
That sucks.
That would explain a lot of my
diet. Habits.
Yeah. Getting a lot of texts about the gummy bears. Did not realize how passionate.
Hot item.
I know. You never know what's going to work there. I disagree with everyone texting in right now. I'll tell you that much.
Everyone can tell a difference in the taste between gummy bears.
You can't.
You know why you can't? Because you grab them by the fistful and shove them in your mouth.
I do. In fact, the kids get those tiny ones, like the snack size ones. And I just open up the packet and I just, right into like, the whole thing. That's how I eat my gummy bears. But Monica does say the green ones got even better when she found out that they were strawberry flavored.
Oh.
Did you know what flavor, or can you just tell that each one has a distinct flavor?
They have
flavor?
Their own flavor. Okay. I didn't know which flavor it was.
Yeah, I don't know what flavor the white is, but man, it's got it going on.
That's what Monica says, white gummy bears for life.
Everyone loves white gummy. Remember in Billy Madison? We're bringing a Billy Madison up. Where he gives his teacher, I'm sorry, that's not it. I'm thinking of Jack with Robin Williams.
Okay.
Where he goes back to school and he like gives his teacher all of the red and white gummy bears because they're the best ones and those are the ones she liked the most.
Dude, the gummy worms when you get the red and the white one.
Stop it. Just sell those. Why bother with the other flavors? You know what the people want.
We're going to have Sarah, our promotions director, bring some in and we're going to actually blindfold Jackson later on the show today and see if he can name the color. I'm not asking for the flavor, but I'm gonna hand you one.
I can assure you.
You can assure me.
Will not be a challenge.
You seem so confident.
Yeah,
in you
this
got this,
thing.
Jackson.
Absolutely.
Really? Why does pineapple? According to this text, so thank you for that.
I thought
pina colada. So that
did
makes
you?
Sense.
Okay, yeah, that would definitely make sense.
That's the pina part of pina colada.
We'll videotape it as well. We'll record and put up at Mix 105.1 Utah on Instagram. All right. So on Friday, I was picking up the kids from school, and it was early day, and. The way it works is like, they're out in front and I just go by and I grab their hands and then we walk out of the schoolyard, right? Mm-hmm. And I've told you before, I hate waiting in that line. To me, the line will be the death of me. So I park a block away.
I'm going to teach everyone how to do it correctly.
I know you. That's your goal. That's your cross to bear. I, on the other hand, I like it also because now I get to walk with the kids for a block and it kind of lets us just talk about the day and it's fun. And so I grab Liam and then I go over to grab Ella and we're walking off and Ella, who's 5 and in kindergarten, she's tired and she wants to be carried. And I'm like, I'm not carrying you. You need to walk to the car.
Uh-oh.
And she decides to have a little bit of a meltdown
right
there at the school. So I'm kind of like dragging Ella as she's fighting me. And I got Liam on the other hand and Ella's doing just enough commotion that the principal of the school.
You're making it worse by don't.
Yeah.
That was
so
a commotion.
Come on. She's like, no. And I'm like, ah. And we're doing like this tug of war thing.
You look like a legitimate
kidnapper.
So
the
principal,
and I will hand it, at the time, I was not appreciative of it. But as I got to my car, I thought it was really cool what she did. She came over and she actually stood right in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, hey, I see there's a little bit of an issue right here. Is there anything I can help out with? And she looked at me, but she also looked at Ella. And then at Liam as well.
Are you in trouble?
Yeah,
you
one of those.
Tell me if you're in trouble.
And I was like, my daughter wants to be carried, and I want her to walk. so
that's
here we
the
are.
Issue here.
Yeah. And Ella, kind of when she saw it was the principal, stopped.
Mm-hmm.
Stopped acting up.
Mm. And the principal was like, okay, have a great day. I know our students are great at walking on their own because they're independent and kind of moved back so I can move forward. And I was like, wow, good on her.
You just got stopped.
I know it was horrifically embarrassing for you.
Oh my gosh, completely.
But it's that kids get kidnapped every day for that very reason because they don't know.
And no one says anything.
Yeah.
And so I was actually really proud of her after I got over my own embarrassment and anger towards my daughter. I was like, how? She stepped in front of me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Teachers, if you see a middle-aged man just milling about a school, you should probably do something about it.
Right, yeah,
it's like, hey, what's your business here? Yeah.
Why are you here?
Get out of here!
Right, so I thought that was really cool. Let's get to the pocket full of sunshine.
Well, we've talked about this guy, a 71-year-old Air Force veteran, that began walking on May 15th in his hometown of Massachusetts. He averaged about 30 miles per day. And his goal was to walk 3,300 miles in support of veterans.
Okay.
That's he just kind of wanted to say, you know, I get it. Like, everybody's, you know, it's hard. It's not easy. So, yeah. Along his journey, like I said, 3,300 miles he's been walking. 30 miles per day. He's just met a lot of people have come out to greet him, a lot of, like, veterans groups. But on Saturday, he made it. He made it to his final destination. So he was escorted by Combat Vets Association. It's like a motorcycle escort.
Okay. Yeah.
Cheers of onlookers. And walked his final mile of the 3,300-mile journey.
Wow.
So it ended in San Diego, California.
3,300 is such a long way.
It's for a 71-year-old.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
71. Like, I'm not doing it. Like, that's impressive.
I walk through an expo, and I'm like, all
right. Right, exactly. All right, Jackson, let's do it. Your show, Big Feet.
Let's do it. You could buy George Washington's actual hair.
Mm-mm.
A lock of his hair is hitting the auction block, and people are thinking it's going to sell for upward of, like, $50,000.
Please don't let this happen.
This particular lock of hair, it's about 4 inches long, and it was cut by one of George's relatives when he was serving as president in 1790. And then it was memorialized with a handwritten letter of provenance, which is kind of like a certificate of authenticity, yeah, in 1889.
Wow.
So about 100 years after it was cut, it got certified authentic.
Dude.
So can you believe that? I don't necessarily.
No. No. This is like, it's like two brothers that, you know, were hungry. There weren't any squirrels to catch out in the forest.
Uh-huh.
So they came up with this scheme. I'll cut a lock of your hair and we'll go sell it down to the town crazy for as George Washington's hair.
We'll write a letter. Probably his hair.
That, so keep in mind that keeping a lock of someone's hair was a really common memorial. Like, you, when you had a loved one die, you would take a lock of their hair and you would keep it in a book.
I'm shocked it's only going for 50. Or what they're expecting it to go for.
That's what they expect it to go for.
I actually think it would be...
authenticate it, though.
Yeah.
I could go to Nana's house and get you...
I want it to smell like 1790. I want it to be real authentic.
Again, I could go to Nana's house and cut a little lock of her hair and tie a pretty bow around it, write you a letter.
No, Monroe, you're the one telling me, though, how you think things like this are going to be more and more expensive because DNA.
That's true. Yeah, that, there it is. It's the DNA.
I want to run a DNA test on it and make sure it is George Washington's
but
hair.
But George Washington didn't have hair, right? Didn't he have a wig?
Well, he had hair under his wig.
They just wore wigs.
So it's like, it's a young George Washington's hair?
Wigs back in the day were like beanies.
Yeah, but he was bald, wasn't he?
Modern day wig.
He didn't have teeth either.
I don't know.
His teeth were made of wood.
I think now we're down a weird path.
Anyway, so you could get his hair is what that all boiled down to, if you're interested. I'd like to get a lock of it for not only DNA testing, but also drug testing. What was he up to?
What
was going on in his life? I know he was up to some nonsense.
Someone like the poppy seed muffins.
Miranda Lambert. She was performing this weekend, and a beach ball floated onto the stage. And she took out a knife and popped it.
Sure, of course she did.
Like a crazy person.
Like a fun hater.
Yeah, and then the crowd was like, should we just be cool with Miranda having a knife right now? And she's like, I love you all, but we're not at the beach. We're singing country music tonight.
Wow.
Crazy
she's
person.
She's having a hard night, huh?
She's had a hard
what
night every night for
with
the,
your
the
life?
Last all of her life.
Yeah.
What are you doing? You finally get people to put down their phones for 2 seconds and they're playing with a beach ball. And so you grab it. You're like, that's the meanest thing I can ever think of.
You know, though, I have never understood the beach ball at concert thing. I know it's something we do.
I know.
It's so fun.
I know we do it, but like.
I love crowds involved. Hit that
I just never
ball.
Got it. I'm like, ah.
It's fun.
Yeah, it's just, you know, we're all together.
John
Yay,
Watkins,
we're playing a big
Miranda
game.
Lambert, fun haters.
I'm not going to stab
I'm
the
sorry.
Beach ball.
You're in the same category as Miranda Lambert now.
No.
Hope you're proud of yourself.
Yeah, you and the it clown. Yeah. Go have your lunch together.
It's like John Watkins, Miranda Lambert, Pennywise.
Sure.
The three iconic fun haters.
We're the Mount Rushmore of fun haters.
Uh-huh,
yeah,
absolutely.
Sponsored by Haterade.
So Taylor Swift, we were kind of hoping that she would get another million sold in the first week of her album release. Yeah. So she did hit number one at the Billboard 200 for her album Lover, which we expected was going to happen.
Of course.
Like, that wasn't a surprise. But we were trying to see if she was going to hit a million records sold in the opening weekend. She sold 867,000.
Oh, I feel bad.
She was so close.
I should have bought it.
No.
It's still like a lot more than most people in this day and age.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Album sales just aren't big anymore.
Well, because we're streaming it.
Yeah.
I'm streaming Taylor Swift all day, every day.
When I heard she was going to sell a million, I was shocked by that for streaming for that exact reason.
Well, and Reputation sold 1.2 million copies, but the thing with Reputation is that she didn't put it on streaming for like the first month.
She was still fighting with everyone.
Yeah, she was fighting with the streaming services, so she sold her album. The only way you could listen to Reputation is if you bought it, which is why she sold 1.2 million copies.
Yeah.
Because I streamed it. I didn't buy the album.
Of course.
She got her royalties. She got her money. I'm not worried about her. All right. So it was the biggest album release of any album since Reputation, which sold 1.2 million copies in its first week.
Wow.
The full top 10 albums from the Billboard 200 this week have not been released because they were all, the whole team at Billboard was so busy counting up all of Taylor's album sales.
No way.
Because they wanted to get an accurate number as well.
Got it.
They spent all of their time, so they're like, we don't know what else sold. So we don't have an official top 10 yet. Lover is Taylor Swift's sixth number one album, and now she is the only woman in the world with six number one albums. The only other person to do six number one albums is Eminem.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
Eminem was big, man.
I know.
You're right. Yeah.
Eminem was big here.
I love Eminem.
Oh, me too.
It's still, every Eminem song is still my workout playlist.
Absolutely.
Sit there on the treadmill.
Angry.
And I walk at like 0.7.
Sure.
And I'm just like, oh, yeah.
Buster too.
Cleaning out my closet.
Yeah, girl. The Pope was 25 minutes late for his Sunday service, which you
think
you're in charge.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be late to your Sunday service. He got stuck in an elevator in the Vatican.
Did he really?
Oh my
God. Firefighters rescued him before he asked parishioners to give them a round of applause. The elevator problems were due to a power issue.
Okay.
So he, legit got stuck. They had to go rescue the Pope from the elevator.
Imagine that. Do you think it's a prank phone call when you get that call to 911?
Hey, I'm the Pope, and I'm stuck in the elevator.
What's the matter with you?
He got trapped in that elevator. So he was super late to his service.
I can't believe your accent of the Pope.
That was
terrible.
We're spot on, wasn't it?
No.
Yeah.
He's not Luigi.
Uh-huh.
That's how everyone in Italy talks. Well, technically, he's not Italian either. He's from South America.
I know. That's why I'm just like,
but
what
when
are you
you,
doing?
As soon as you move to Italy,
you adopt.
I'm talking like this.
Yeah.
And you eat the pizza.
And everything.
I got it.
Thank you, John. I heard it. I appreciate that. That is the show business.
All right, Jackson, thank you. Just like how we're about to get into Choose the News, where you pick the story that we tell, we also want you to choose the new name for Mix for one day. In fact, you get to put whatever name you want. Maybe it's your name.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a friend's name.
Monroe 1051.
Yeah.
I'm going to submit it right now.
Maybe
how do we do it?
Your school. It's very easy. Just go to mix1051utah.com. It's one of the banners. You click on it, and then you just submit your nomination. And then we're going to pick our favorite, I believe it's 10. And then from there, everyone will be able to vote for their favorite.
Yeah.
And this one's going to win. The station will be called up for a day. We'll
say
it on air. Yeah, we're not going to like fake this. Like, we're going to call it, like, us personally, the station imaging, so the stuff you hear between the records.
Yeah.
That's going to say it. We're going to have billboards.
We're gonna have a cool
logo. What
about
the logo?
Logo's going to be designed. Yeah, we're doing it all.
And if you don't think that we will name the station after you, your name, I got to tell you, this station has a storied past.
Uh-huh.
And at one point, our company was owned by an eccentric billionaire, and it was known as Diana 107.9, because his wife was Diana, and he wanted to buy her a radio station.
I heard that story,
yeah.
So we'll do it.
We'll do anything.
We're crazy. Go to our website, mix1051utah.com. All right, let's get to Choose the News.
Let's do it. It's all powered by Uptown Cheapskate.
And today, we're giving you two tickets to see Florida Georgia Line and Dan and Shay live at USANA, happening on September 12th. How do you win those tickets? All you have to do is pick the story that you want to hear. Jackson, your story is?
Of all the things in Australia that are going to kill you, I didn't think it was this thing.
Monroe.
You will not conjure evil spirits in my classroom, young man.
And I've got the pumpkin spice protection plan.
You could call us. You could. I'm sorry. Excuse me?
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you not hear it? Wow.
You can choose the news right now. We just got the text. I feel like we should close the contest down.
The contest is over. Molly won.
Yeah.
Hi, which one? What is it?
Big Hands 105.1.
Yeah!
We did it, ladies and gentlemen!
Y'all are a bunch of bullies.
All the hits. Big Hands.
Big Hands
105.1. All the hits and all the hands.
The bigger the hands, the closer to God.
There it is.
Sure.
Molly, go to our website. Nominate that one, mix1051utah.com. This text says, John, feels like you're really hitting on the pumpkin spice thing like the last 2 weeks.
Oh, yep. Wow.
A vote is for Monroe.
Some might call that a crutch, John.
Ooh, man.
Some others might call you a hack.
Other people.
Other people.
No one in this
Not
room.
Not me.
No.
Oh,
no,
my.
Never. I what think if... you're fresh. Fresh to death.
Yeah, that's me.
You guys, what if, like, what if Pumpkin Spice One is the name? Pumpkin Spice 105.1.
Listen, you can try all you want, but Big Hands 105.1.
It's going to be Big Hands 105.1.
I don't want it to be Big Hands. Stop it, because you're going to make it win.
Just nominate this real quick.
Nightcat, I'm sorry I always defend you, but ghosts are my jam, so Monroe has my vote today.
Oh.
Wow. Hi, Max, who's this?
This is TJ Wells.
What up, TJ? How are you?
Doing good. How about you?
Doing excellent. Go ahead, TJ. Choose the news, man.
I want to hear the story. Out of all the places in all the things in Australia, I did not think this was going to kill you.
There it is. What do you think killed somebody? What do you think it was?
Oh, boy.
Monroe's big
That's
hands.
A tough one.
Is my understanding.
Big ol' hands.
Big ol' hands.
They don't
did
live
it.
In
yeah.
Australia.
Not yet.
TJ, we're going to put you in a drawing for tickets to see Florida Georgia Line and Dan and Shay.
All right. Awesome.
How about this? Hey, guys, this is McKenna from Ogden. Today is my last day listening to you guys. I'm leaving for Canada for a year and a half and just want to thank you guys for joyful mornings. Got to make my last vote for Jackson. He has never disappointed.
Woo! Listen to the podcast.
Why do I feel like all our listeners are moving out of state? Is it us?
I mean, I don't
are
think
we,
so.
Are people just like bailing on, like they're like, I got to get as far away from that stink as possible?
Well, we'll follow you anywhere because, again, you can listen to the podcast.
True.
Just search for the Mixed Morning Fix on your favorite podcast directory. Thank you.
I will tell you, it's definitely a two-way race today. And I am not one of them.
No.
People
are done with the pumpkin spice,
they
man.
Really are.
I've
yeah.
had it.
They are over it.
Yeah.
But the winner today with 48% of the votes, Jackson!
Woo! All right. Our story comes to us from South Australia. A woman was out collecting the eggs from her chicken coop.
Okay. Mm.
All right. Now, in Australia, everything wants to kill you. We talk about it all the time.
Yeah.
Birds,
the moment you walk there.
Snakes, mm-hmm. crocodiles.
Spiders.
Some of the most horrifying serial killers ever. Oh.
I've been listening to a bunch of those podcasts. They are terrifying.
I didn't know that.
Oh, Australia has some good murders.
Really?
Yeah.
You have to do a Saturday morning serial.
Of some good.
Of a few
Australia.
Of them. Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah. Well. We might be, maybe we'll do one every month. You definitely are going to get an Australia story.
Okay.
Because there's some fun ones in Australia. There's a podcast called Bloody Murder that's all about true crime in Australia. Oh, it's great.
Okay.
It's really fun. But this woman was out there. She didn't get killed by a serial killer or a snake or a crocodile. She got pecked by a rooster.
Wait, now she died?
Hold on. Hold on. So this rooster is strutting around like he owns the coop, like it's
well,
all
yeah.
his.
That's his
and
house.
This woman's in there taking all of his eggs. So he walks up and he pecks her and he hits her right in a varicose vein. And she bled to death on the spot.
What?
What?
The rooster
what?
Killed her. The rooster killed her. I know, man. I know. Isn't that wild?
It's the most messed up story.
Doctors were unable to save her. So, you know, she done died because that rooster...
Cool,
have a
man.
Great day at school.
Listen.
Gosh, I thought there'd be like a twist at the end.
Yeah, the Turns twist is that a rooster killed her.
Dude, no matter how bad you think your life is,
yeah.
at least you didn't get killed by a rooster.
Pecked to death by a rooster.
That's a great point.
Listen, I've said it all the time. I love all the critters. Most critters are like my best friends. Birds are the devil. I've said it now. I've said it then. I'll say it in the future.
Wow.
Birds are evil.
That's messed
They're hell-bent on taking this world back from us.
All right. Well, if you want a more lighthearted story, we'll have Monroe's and mine in our podcast today. All right. The other day, Monroe was in my office, and we were just chatting, and you got off talking to me about, like, these weird things that you touch, and it gives you, like, the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah. All the time.
And I, you had like a list of them. And I was like, wow, there's a lot going
on.
Yeah,
like when you, have you ever gotten deodorant on your hands?
That's not a good one. Yeah, I don't like that.
Oh, and it gets all like, takes all the moisture out of it.
I don't know if I have.
It's nasty. It's terrible. And you can't just like wash it off. You know, like
it just keeps absorbing the water, and you're like,
yes.
See, John, deodorant is something that people put under their arms to prevent odors.
Uh-huh. I missed that day in school.
I know, honey. I can tell.
What were the other ones you had?
Okay, when somebody rubs their hand.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And across the roof of a car.
You don't like the sound, or you don't like
the sound?
Oh, the sound. Okay.
Well, we're talking about feel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you're.
Well, yeah. Like
imagine
the sound
what Helen
and the
Keller.
Feel.
This is her. This is like her number one sense. This is what she's capable of.
No, but I get it. Like if I touch the roof of a car, I will never touch the roof of a car ever.
Really?
I will never. Like when people go to grab the handle on the side, I won't because there's a chance that I'm going to touch the ceiling.
I like to almost paw the roof of any car I get into.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I do.
Get in. I need it like a
cat.
Yeah,
exactly.
I just start making biscuits on the ceiling.
Dude, it's terrible. And then corduroy. Velvet, too. Corduroy and velvet.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I got like a corduroy couch. That would suck
Do
for
you. Really?
She would never sit down.
She would hate it. Like, oh, it's the best couch, though.
Oh, yeah.
I'd take a lot of naps on that couch.
Do you have anything, Jackson?
Oh, yeah.
What?
I hate cotton. Cotton balls, the cotton that comes in pills. Like, sometimes I'll sit there in pain because it's a new pill bottle and I don't want to take the cotton out. I hate it. Hate it. Hate it.
What is it about?
I don't know. It hurts my teeth to touch it. I can't explain it to you. It's something deep in my brain that I touch it, and I don't know if it's like a response to predators or something, but I touch it, and I'm like, run! It's so gross. Another one I hate, matte paint. People who paint their walls with matte paint. I hate the way it feels. I hate the way it looks. Matte paint, can we all just agree to stop using matte paint
forever? There's a lot of cars these days that are getting kind of like the matte.
Gross! Why?
Yeah.
I had a guy show up at my... one of my remotes the other day, and he painted his car.
Yeah, you're seeing it more and more, like this matte look. Yeah.
Matte look, but does it feel like
I did not
paint?
Go
it
over
has
and
to be
touch
glass.
I understand what you're saying. I get it. I know the matte feel.
Ugh, it's awful.
Like matte lipstick is now in. I won't do matte lipstick.
I'm also not a big fan of sand.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, everyone's like ooh, I love getting the sand between my toes. I'm like, I'd rather die. I'd rather die dead.
So Stacy actually said sand in my sunscreen.
She gets it.
Which is like, Stacey the same idea.
It.
Mine's styrofoam. And I hate when we get something. And if we get like something shipped and you open up the box and there's the styrofoam just looking at you. I hate every moment of it. We get a lot of stuff here that has styrofoam around it. And to me.
What about like Christmas decorations and you have to take it out of the box and it's got the styrofoam around it?
I hate the sound. I hate the touch. I hate the feel. I hate that it breaks away.
I like to just get it and rub it together.
No, no one likes that.
It makes a nice little squeak sound.
That.
I think it's fun.
No. Kelly says when my skin is dry and I touch fleece.
Yes. Yes.
And skin like catches on it.
Yes.
Oh, the worst.
Oh, it's the terrible. Oh, my husband doesn't get this one because it used to drive Ella crazy. Like if in the winter. Because
your hands are so
like her
dry.
Long sleeves. Yes, mm-hmm. She wouldn't wear long sleeves, and it was for that very purpose. Her hands would get too dry.
Do we count this as one? The puff of air they shoot at your eye at the optometrist?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's a feeling. Oh, yeah. That's a feeling. That's
a terrible. Like that, though? Does anyone go like, ah, it's give me the air.
It's my favorite thing. Like, yeah. Even if they're not testing for glaucoma, I'm like, right. Hey, could you just blow into my eyes?
Before I go, do you mind?
Well, you're spitting now on me, doctor. I just.
Hi, Mix.
Hi.
Hey, who's this?
This is Shay.
Hey, Shay, what do you hate the feel of?
Microfiber cloth.
Oh,
they make me cringe.
Are those the real soft ones that are like?
They're not soft at all.
Oh, they're not soft.
No.
They're like the ones that you get to clean your car with.
Yeah.
Well, oh, they're awful.
Is it the roughness? What don't you like about them?
They're sticky.
They just like stick to, yeah, it's kind of the roughness. They like stick to my skin.
Huh. All right.
Oh, I hate it.
I don't know if I'm aware of a microfiber cloth, much like deodorant. I've never heard of two things now.
Microfiber's in the same vein as fleece. Like, it sticks to your skin the same way. All right. It's really awful.
Hey, Shay, appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Love you.
What about wet jeans?
I hate it.
Bug me as much.
I hate wet clothes. You know, when you're just like, you're leaving the lake or whatever and you're just soggy. You just can't wait to get home. Oh,
put on something
being
dry.
Soggy. That's the feeling I hate. Not necessarily the wet clothes. I just don't like being soggy and just sitting in it.
Undoing aluminum foil.
I'm not like that.
Oh.
I'm not a huge fan of aluminum foil. It's like the styrofoam. It's the same, like the sound and like the touch in it, but it's just one of those things I gotta do.
I like aluminum foil.
Really?
When my cat was a kitten, the only thing he would play with were balled up aluminum foil balls in the tub. He loved it.
Huh.
He wasn't a big player.
Do you know what? I just remembered one. Biting a ball of tin foil.
What? No.
You're super duper not supposed to do that.
I know.
That's like the biggest warning in the world.
She's like,
don't.
Which is why every week when I do it, I hate doing
it.
I remember doing it as a kid.
No,
I remember I'd
stop
bite it.
It.
It's a terrible feeling.
I hate when my nail accidentally scratches inside of the dryer when I'm pulling out clothes.
Really?
So you're going in and you're kind of like...
And it's like...
Dries the metal in there and you...
That's really specific.
Yeah. Chalkboards.
Chalkboards are gross.
Is that more the sound or the feel, though?
It's both. The dust. Ugh. It's the chalk dust. The
I don't know, though. Just as I was thinking about it, just when it like hits the board and starts to write, like,
it's gross.
The moment we switched over to just those dry erase boards was the greatest
dry
day ever.
Dry erase 100% of the time.
Fine with that.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's a good squeak. When that squeaks,
I like
it's a cool
satisfying.
Feeling.
I don't like the pages in a magazine.
Oh.
Interesting.
You're just trying to do that?
You would be terrible at papier-mâché, paper-mâché.
steel wool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan.
What you use like to clean the sink with?
Yeah.
Is that,
to keep rats out of your house. Turns out they can't chew through steel wool, so you just shove that into all the rat holes.
Really?
Rat-proof house!
There you go!
Get out of here, rats! They don't like the feeling either.
What if you trap them inside, though?
Only one show is going to tell you how to rat-proof your house, and that's this show right here.
Yeah. Big Hands 105.1, we got you.
No other
don't
show.
Don't you dare.
Let's see, I hate the feel of fuzzy fruit, like peaches or kiwi. I can't stand the feel on my fingers, so I'll make my kids peel them for me.
Girl, just get a nectarine. Nectarines, same exact thing.
Same as a peach.
As a peach, just bread without the hair.
I hate
a hairless cat.
I also hate the feeling of wet clothes. Oh, well, you give my older brother Ben a shout out. It's his birthday today and he turns 20.
Happy birthday, Ben!
Nothing is worse than utensils scraping on plates or bowls. Just thinking about
it. But that's the sound more than the feel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and listen, I agree.
But still,
I hate it.
Some sounds I feel like you can feel.
I hate cleaning out the lint trap in my dryer.
Oh, yeah.
I have to use old dryer sheets to pull all of the lint out. It's nasty. Are you the same way?
Yes, really? I do that. I take the dryer sheet that's wadded up in there, and then I clean out the thing.
Why? Is it, do you hate the
it's
feel?
The
or
dust
do you, it's
dust and on your fingers.
It's just nasty
like
to you.
Dry, dusty.
Monroe, you should just wear gloves from now on. You don't
I
like
can't
the
wear
feel
gloves because I don't like the feel.
Because they don't make
them
in your size? Oh, you don't like the feel. Got it.
Monroe is just 1 degree away from like, not touching anything anymore. Like she's that close to just, you know, Howard Hughes-ing it.
But again, John, they don't make gloves big enough for her hands.
Even if we could find one.
What's she supposed to do?
She's stuck.
I don't have to come in every day.
How you doing?
I don't have to be here.
Every Monday, or this week Tuesday, since we were off yesterday, we love to take four photos during the weekend just to kind of share with you what we're all up to and share with each other what's been going on. And then we post them up on all of our socials, including Instagram. Our Instagram handle is Mix1051Utah. And Monroe, you did all of your camping photos.
Yep.
It looked like you had an absolute blast with the family.
It was pretty fun.
Was it?
Yes.
You were looking forward to it when you left.
I know. I don't look. It's just going camping's a lot of work for mom.
Got to pack a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you're just constantly working while you're there, cooking and cleaning and making sure everybody's safe. And then you get home and you got to clean it all up. But it was fun. We did kayaking, fishing, went on a boat.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was a good way to close out the summer.
What happened with your son, though?
Oh, so he and my husband went looking for lizards.
Okay.
What they do.
Right. They actually went on a hike not too long ago where they were looking for lizards.
Yeah, they catch lizards. And my son fell in a patch of cacti. Is that how you say it?
Sure.
It's not cactuses.
Cactuses. Yeah.
No, it's cacti, right? Is that how you say it?
I believe you had a lot of
cacti. Is cacti.
No, or a lot of ESs. You just keep going.
Yeah.
While we were camping, so he came back, and I was like having to pick all these little burrs out of his skin. The poor kid, he could not, like, you could see him because they took the four-wheeler out there, and he got off the four-wheeler, and he just starts taking his pants off, like, Mom, help me!
Oh,
it was awful.
The desert is garbage. The desert sucks. Everything's so dry and pokey.
Dude,
I don't want to go out. Listen, I'd love hiking through like a rainforest or something where it's lush.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or like hanging out by the beach is pretty fun. But like you go out to the desert, everything is so dry and pokey. It's stupid.
Yeah.
Everything's sharp. It's not that pretty.
When you're pulling him out, I mean, was he okay?
Or? So we had to use, I've never used a pair of tweezers out of the first aid kit. Have you used those?
No.
They're plastic. They're junk.
So they don't even work?
No. They have like these huge, the plastic, it's too big to pull all the burrs out. But yeah, so I was like having to take skin off with it to get it out.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Can't keep those in.
No. And then like hosed him down with Neosporin.
So that was my other question. Like afterwards, you got to put something on it, right?
Yeah.
I didn't know what else to do, so hopefully. Yeah. Take a look at Monroe's vacation photos. They're really cute. They're up on our Instagram page, Mix1051Utah. Jackson, let's do the Showbiz Beat one last time today, man.
Let's do it. All right. So over the weekend, Justin Bieber posted this really intense, like, monologue almost. It was just a photo on Instagram, full of text, and kind of just talking about where he is in his life and kind of where he came from, and talks about how he grew up in an unstable home. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is because Liam Payne actually took a screenshot of a different news story based off of what Justin Bieber said, because the news story headline was just Justin Bieber admits to using drugs.
Uh-oh.
And Liam Payne lost his mind over this because he was like, excuse me, is that the only thing you got from what he said?
Oh, okay, I see.
That's ridiculous. He goes, Justin Bieber opened up and admitted to all sorts of things and talked about how
like
hard
repenting.
It is to be a child star.
Yeah.
And this is what you pull from that? So I want to say that before we get into the guts of what Justin Bieber had to say. Don't focus on just the drug use. Look at the bigger picture.
Yeah.
So he talks about, he's just like, look, in my life, I had a really turbulent childhood. Like, I came from an unstable home. I started like writing music and posting things on YouTube when I was 13. And 2 years later, my stuff blew up and I was the biggest star in the world. And
the biggest star.
The biggest star. And he's like, you don't understand what it does to a person, especially when they're young and their brain is still forming, when they're constantly told that they're kind of a god, that they are amazing, incredible, they can do no wrong. And he's like, you don't know what that will do to a person.
Yeah.
And so he's like, yeah, I grew up and with a really bad mindset. And I got really far away from God, and I got far away from my family. I got far away from my values, and I was abusing drugs just to kind of numb it. And he's talked about how he was using some hard drugs, but now he's in the next phase of his life. He's in the next season, as he said. He's in the next season of his life, which is marriage. And he's just like, it teaches you not to be so selfish. It teaches you to live for something else outside of yourself. And he goes, and that's something that I needed, and I'm doing a lot better. But the news headlines are just focusing on the fact that he admitted to using drugs, which didn't we already know that?
I got to tell you, I read it this weekend, and I thought, what a
open and honest look into his life. He actually talks about not only abusing drugs, but almost abusing women.
Yeah. Like he was abusive in relationships.
In relationships is what he says. Yeah.
Thank you.
And I thought of Selena Gomez,
Selena Gomez, because I really feel like a lot of her mental health issues came from that Justin Bieber era.
Toxic relationship.
Yes, totally.
Well, they were both babies. And he talks about it, he's just like, there's a reason you're not allowed to drink in the U.S. until you're 21. That's because your brain is not developed and you don't know what you're doing.
And look what happens.
And and it can like melt your brain. And so it's the same thing when you're that young and that impressionable and you're in a toxic relationship, it can cause lasting damage forever.
He doesn't look like he's off the drugs though.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the other part.
Like he's just totally letting himself go. Is he turning into that guy?
I don't know. Yeah, the photos aren't great. You see around town.
Leave him alone. He's being a good boy.
I know.
Leave him alone.
I'm trying to be positive.
Yeah. So, really great story. You should go read it. It's up on his Instagram page. We'll get it up on our Insta story, Mix1051 Utah.
Are we going to do it right after the Kanye West eating his own earwax story?
While you're there, just go ahead and take a peek at the video of Kanye West digging into his ear and then eating whatever he pulls out.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
It is so gross.
That's also up on our Insta story, Mix1051 Utah on Instagram. All right, A-Rod, J-Lo, asked for some marriage advice about her marriage to A-Rod from a very unlikely source. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I don't know when J-Lo and RBG were hanging out.
When are they at the same box social?
I don't know. But J-Lo was like, hey, RBG, what makes a marriage last? Like, what's the key ingredient for a marriage? RBG looks at her and says, well, sometimes it helps to be a little deaf.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah. Just a little bit deaf. I'm not listening to this person anymore.
I wish I could go deaf to my husband's chewing sometimes. I feel like that wears him down.
I'm on Tom's side on this one because Monroe is just crazy about the chewing sound thing.
Although, he did eat tortilla chips yesterday while he was driving. And I didn't say anything. I didn't look at him. I just...
Get you.
I know.
Growing. We meet the minimum requirements for being a decent car ride in participant.
Uh-huh. He's driving.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And did all of the driving, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. She sleeps the whole time.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Picks all the music.
Right.
Gets to do anything she wants. He just wants to have some chips.
He just wants a chip to stay awake.
Yeah.
That's all he wants.
Yep. Can't have it. All right, we've all been wondering how Joaquin Phoenix's Joker movie is going to be.
Yeah.
It premiered at the Venice Film Festival over the weekend and received an 8-minute standing ovation.
What?
Really?
8 minutes.
I got to tell you, the trailers look terrible.
Yeah, that doesn't look great. Have you gotten an 8-minute standing ovation recently, John?
Not once in my life, Jackson.
Okay. Man, that must suck. Uh-huh. 8 minutes is a long time, though, so I wonder if people are...
Well, was it that thing where he stood there awkwardly, though? Like, you know, staring at the whole audience, and he just stood there and he refused to leave, and so they didn't know when to stop clapping.
Do you think that rises and falls? Like, is it loud the whole time?
No.
Or is it kind of like,
it dies down,
I like to imagine it dies down, and then he, like, blows a kiss, and everyone loses it again.
Yeah.
And it starts to die down, and then he takes a bow, and everyone loses it again. It starts to die down. And then he brings out a monkey on the stage that starts doing acrobatics.
That's how you get an 8-minute standing
ovation. That's how I do it.
Or maybe someone forgot to turn the applause sign off.
Oh, man. So they just kept going.
Yeah, they didn't know what to do.
It's embarrassing.
And finally, LeBron James is attempting to trademark the phrase Taco Tuesday.
Because, you can't have Taco Tuesday.
Well, hold on. His family eats tacos every Tuesday.
Excuse me.
It actually has to do with his videos. So LeBron James, sports cabal guy, by the way. Sports cabal guy to LeBron James. But every Tuesday he does make tacos, and every Tuesday he makes a video of Taco Tuesday. And the videos go viral. But, like, you didn't invent Taco Tuesday. That's a thing that's been around.
So I looked into this because I was curious about that. Like, can you copyright something or trademark something?
Phrase.
That everyone's... Taco Tuesday's been around forever. Ask Del Taco.
Yeah.
They've been doing 29-cent tacos on Taco Tuesday.
No, not anymore.
I know they're not 29 anymore.
They used to do 3 for $1. Yeah. Now it's like 49 cents or something.
So sad.
It's lame.
Thanks, economy. But they're saying he can do it as long as it ties into his stuff. He can trademark it. So he can't trademark, like, we can still do a Taco Tuesday thing and he can't sue us.
But if we did Taco Tuesday videos in the vein of his videos,
that's where we
then
get into
we could
the
get
yeah,
in
yeah,
trouble.
Yeah, yeah.
What? Mm-hmm. What? Now LeBron James is a fun hater.
All right, now quickly before LeBron James trademarks Taco Tuesday, we're going to open our food truck, Taco Tuesdays. It's only available on Tuesdays.
Oh my gosh, we got to do a video, like now.
Brilliant.
Yep, we got to do it. That is the showbiz beat.
All right, Jackson, appreciate that. I learned last week that Monroe does not know how to wear flip-flops.
What do you mean?
We were walking out of the secret show.
Oh, yeah.
Monroe's...
What happened?
Well, I've not worn a lot of flip-flops in my day.
Sorry.
Monroe believes that if you walk in flip-flops, you have to squeeze your big toe and your next toe together the entire time.
I thought that's how you
as
did
you
it.
Walk to keep your flip-flop on.
So I never wear flip-flops because my toes aren't that strong. And it's so really hard to walk like that.
This is what. So we were walking out, and she's like, my toes are just not strong enough to wear flip-flops. And I was like, I'm sorry.
They don't have to be strong.
I'm sorry. Continue,
how
please.
How else do you do it?
You just walk. The little string keeps it there.
No, it doesn't.
Momentum just kind of keeps it there as you go heel to toe.
If your flip-flop is not staying on with just the string, you probably have too big of flip-flops. Remember, your feet are not as big as your hands.
I do have a wide space.
Oh, you really do.
In between my toes. Maybe that's it.
So since you've been a child, you've always walked by squeezing your two toes together as you walk?
When I wear flip-flops, yeah.
Yeah. That seems exhausting.
It is. That's why I don't get everybody's like, oh, my flip-flops are so comfortable. I'm like, yeah, they're way comfortable.
Isn't that fascinating? She's been doing it wrong.
I didn't know that there was a wrong way to wear flip-flops.
I have a large toe space, okay? My toes are spaced far apart.
Man, those are some finger-sized toes.
Are they really?
I'll tell you what.
Are they as big as her hands?
Oh, my gosh.
Be honest with me, Jackson. Are they as big as her hands? I need to know.
I'm not going to say as big, but...
I know
they're...
You guys.
They're
please
sausage-y.
Don't start Big Toe Monroe. So, please don't start
it. Rhymes.
Oh, my gosh. Big Toe Monroe.
Big Toe Monroe.
105.1.
105.1.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare.
I love it.
Last week or 2 weeks ago, I explained to you the Mandela effect.
Yeah.
Which is where you have memories of things that never actually occurred.
Right.
Yeah.
There's another effect that's called the Dunning-Kruger effect. Are you familiar with this one?
No.
It describes a scenario where someone knows just enough to think they know a lot, but not enough to realize that they don't know what they're talking about.
Wow, that I feel like you could use that in every political conversation that's ever happened.
Well, I was going to call it the John Watkins effect.
Oh, yeah, I'm good at it. this is right in my wheelhouse.
Oh, yeah,
of where
me too,
I am.
Man.
Yeah.
I read a headline, I'm like, I know that story.
Yeah, I got this from here.
I got this. I can talk about
don't
it.
Don't you want to read any of the facts?
Nah,
I think I could wing it.
Yeah.
What's it
I'm
called?
Try to piece it together.
Yeah, it's called the Dunning-Kruger effect.
The Dunning-Kruger effect.
And I got to tell you, I feel bad because my son, Liam, I see. You know, when you have a kid, you start seeing your faults in your children,
and you start to like want to beat it out of them.
My son is the same as me. He will make up something and tell it to you as if it's fact, and you believe it,
and it's convincing enough.
Yes,
that's my whole life, man. That could be turned into a very marketable skill.
He could end up in radio.
He's gonna get jobs. He's gonna get good jobs.
Right. Radio, because of that politics, whatever you want. Yeah. Marketing,
sure.
Marketing is all about lying to people.
I bring up the Dunning-Kruger effect. I have never heard of it before until I was reading this article about a guy in Florida, and he gives a perfect example of this effect because he has come up with two possible solutions to deal with the powerful hurricanes that are happening in Florida right now. I'll let him explain it to you.
They keep saying, 2 days ago, 3 days ago, oh, it's at this, but it's going to hit all this warm weather. All this warm weather and warm water. We have a Navy. Why don't the Navy come and drop ice in the warm water so it can't get going as fast as it's going? There's got to be ways to combat this instead of just pointing at the thing and saying, well, now it's getting worse. Yeah, we know it's getting worse, but you tell us, oh, it's the warm weather, oh, it's the wind. Well, we have an Air Force. Drive some Air Force planes around to get the winds going the opposite way.
Yes. Yes.
Did you say he was Floridian?
I know. You'd be shocked by the accent.
He sounds like Boston.
He looks like maybe he moved to Florida later.
A retiree.
On. Yeah. He was wearing a nice Hawaiian shirt.
Oh, yeah. Old retiree.
Oh,
he's
down.
And,
why don't you just put ice in the water?
That's my favorite. And then you're like, well, he can't get more ridiculous than that. When he says, we have an Air Force.
Yeah.
Let's just have him fly through the hurricane and it will change the wind pattern. We'll be fine.
Yeah, those planes.
That's what they do.
Strength in numbers. Mm. They won't crash into each other.
Science.
They'll be fine.
Totally science, guys. I want to wish everyone a happy Telephone Tuesday.
Oh, thank you.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Well,
Telephone Tuesday.
I'm glad we still have telephones.
Is that where you're going to whisper something to me, and then I got to go whisper it to Monroe?
And then we just see how long we can go.
Oh, I see.
Exactly.
It's called a regular day here. The gossip that happens in this office, and it just gets worse each person that gets passed to.
Telephone Tuesday because businesses get more calls on the day after Labor Day than any other day of the year. And they say, why is that? Well, summer's over, and people are back to, like, actual work today. Like, this is when you're done planning your vacations and all. You're like, it's time to get focused again on life.
Until, you know, October 31st. And you just goof off for the rest of the year.
Well, then it's the holiday time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, this is the end of the year where people start wanting to cross things off that they've been trying to do maybe for the whole year and they haven't gotten around to it. They're like, I got to get going on this. So they pick up the phone for Telephone Tuesday.
Huh.
Yeah.
So just like, hey, lower my
bill.
Internet bill.
Yeah. Be cool.
Remember me?
Facebook has confirmed that they will be the next major platform to start hiding other users' likes. The platform says that they'd like to ban likes in order to make users feel happier and less.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Self-conscious online. So with the new feature, instead of a number of likes being shown, they're all lumped together under other. I don't know. So what?
What, just other?
It's still going to have a number, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the whole point.
This is going to be interactions.
So what does it matter if it's a like or a love or anything
I don't read likes. I don't like things because I feel like if there's 30 likes, they're still only going to see three people that liked it. They're not going to go through and see, oh, guess who liked my photo? Does anybody do that?
Jackson, do you go through? You get like hundreds of likes on your things. Do you go through and look at who gave you a like on your photos?
Yeah, but only like not to see, so-and-so didn't like it.
Yeah, okay.
But more like I like to see that my exes like my stuff. That's really fun. That's really satisfying for me. But I also like to go see through and see if I have any cute followers that I can slide into the DMs. I'm like, hello.
We used to have a coworker here who would confront me in the halls.
If you didn't like
if her stuff. If I did not like his stuff.
His stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, man. We're talking two different coworkers. I know
you had someone too?
A woman that does that.
Really?
I think I remember.
Uh-huh.
I remember that. Uh-huh. That was a big deal here.
That was a big deal for him.
Yes.
Was it the one?
Uh-huh. Hey, yeah. I noticed you didn't like my last post.
It's
like, yeah. I always blame it on the algorithm. Oh, I haven't seen it yet, but when it comes up, I will.
Yeah, he's still like that. I tell you. He's still, no one ever likes my things on Facebook. And he talks about it on Facebook.
I know.
It's like, maybe if you weren't
That's
such a negative
why.
Nelly.
You can't force people to like your stuff.
You can't force people to like you.
You can't fish for likes.
Mm-mm.
Especially if you fish for likes, I'm out.
Yeah,
when you start begging or doing those
posts.
Yeah,
like, oh. Mm.
Today was a hard day.
My hair looks so ugly today.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. No, it doesn't. You're beautiful. I'd be like, yeah, you need to get to a salon stat.
So this new Facebook feature is going to be rolled out in July of 2020, which I wonder, will Facebook still be around in July of 2020?
Yeah, no joke.
Right? Yeah. Jackson, how did your murder search go?
Oh, so fun.
Yeah. Did you catch a murderer?
Well.
Oh.
So I have been volunteering with the Utah Cold Case Coalition because you know me, my brain, and how much
I
like murder things.
Do.
I can't imagine how happy you are there.
It's so fun. It's so fun.
Your jam.
The Cold Case Coalition, they try to just bring to light old cases that the police don't have any leads on or haven't been able to solve, missing and murdered people in Utah. There are 400 cold cases in Utah, by the way.
That is crazy.
Isn't that wild? Yeah. So they've been working really hard on getting like pictures out in the public, looking for new leads because the police force just doesn't have the resources needed to solve these old cold cases. But it's not right that no one's trying to solve it for their families. So it's just a really cool organization.
Yeah.
Well, the one thing that they did recently, this Saturday, that I got to go do, was magnet fishing. We've talked about it on the show before, but in case you missed that, it's where you get a big, powerful magnet. The magnet that I have is 250 pounds of force. Mm-hmm. So if it sticks to steel, it takes 250 pounds of force to get it off. You tie it to a rope, and you just throw it out into the river, and you reel it in. Hopefully it snags onto, like, a murder weapon, like a gun or a knife that someone did.
Pipe.
Oh. I was hoping for, like, a Bundy pipe or something, see if we could find anything.
Yeah. And?
Well, I'm casting all morning, didn't really catch anything. Then I hook something. I'm like, what is it? So I start to reel it in, and it looks gun-shaped. Like, it looks like a big gun. I'm like, oh my gosh, I need to call someone. I pull it up. It's just like the piece of an old car or something.
Oh, man.
Like a car maybe gotten into an accident on the bridge. And
something came off.
Something came off, and I was like, no! But I was just pumped to find anything, which is pretty fun.
Yeah.
And then I cast out another time. Magnet got stuck to the bridge.
Magnet got stuck to the bridge?
Do you have any idea how hard it is to pull with 250 pounds of force? It's almost impossible.
Yeah.
So I throw it over the bridge, and then I had to go down into the river, and like I did everything. I was like, this magnet was $23. I'm not just leaving it here. So I thread the rope through it a few times to get some better leverage, and I just yank as hard as I can. I finally got it. But my biggest fear was that it was going to come back and smack me in the teeth. It's just a big piece of metal.
All of a sudden, someone down the river just finds Jackson.
My dead body. Yeah,
exactly.
But it was crazy fun. I thought I found a gun. It turns out that I definitely did it. Yeah. My favorite part, though, was I got a good cast. I really threw that magnet out there. Scared the absolute poo-poo out of a fish. Like, this, it was the only fish I saw all day. And I threw it out there, and he's like, whoa, what was that? And he's just, like, bolting all around, panicked, because I think it hit him.
One of the photos of your four photos is magnet fishing. Well. Yeah,
I will say you looked very serious.
Didn't he? That's what I was thinking.
Yeah,
you were there for business.
I thought I found a gun, man.
You can see it. Mix 105.1 Utah on Instagram. Did you hear about the Queen? The Queen of England? You know who she is?
You're going to have to be more specific because I thought you were talking about Beyonce.
The Queen of England was walking around on her estate, and she encountered a group of American tourists who did not recognize the Queen.
Sure. Oh my gosh, no, no.
Sounds about right.
No.
America.
Oh.
Have you ever seen her when she's out in her walking clothes? She always.
Yeah, she looks the exact same every time.
She wears like that thing over her hair like my grandma used to wear. And like,
let me tell you something about the Queen. Yeah. She dresses like nobody's business. She looks so good all the time.
Well, the Queen was wearing the trademark headscarf and the long brown coat when a tourist asked her if she had ever met the Queen.
Oh, my gosh.
Because they're like, hey, you ever met the Queen? And now, mind you, she does have her security detail
with
her.
God, that's funny.
And the Queen's like, no, I haven't. But these bodyguards back here, they've met the Queen before. And like, she kind of laughed to herself and just kept walking.
Solid answer. Good answer,
Isn't
Queen.
That awesome. I like her more.
That's so funny.
I'm so embarrassed for America.
Woo! USA.
They're like, hey,
that tracks.
Can you change this dollar bill?
It's right on point.
It's got this old lady's face on it. I don't know what to do with it.
All right. You're going to want to go to Instagram TV, IGTV right now, because we are recording in studio. And if the camera will pan to both Jackson and Monroe, you will see that the two of them have been blindfolded with mixed stickers, which will be very painful to take off here in just a few minutes.
Looking forward to it.
But there was an argument that started at 6 o'clock this morning that we need to get to the bottom of. And it has to do with gummy bears. Jackson and Monroe both said that they can open up a gummy bear packet and eat a gummy bear and tell you what color it is based on the flavor. Well, we all know gummy bears taste exactly the same.
You bet your bottom
no
dollar.
No matter the color.
They don't taste the same. Am I talking to the mic?
There you go. She was yelling at the wall a minute ago. Yeah. So I'm going to hand both of you the same gummy bear.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then I will have you tell me what color you believe the gummy bear is.
Are you handing me one right now?
I will. Hold on. Just put your hand out. I'll lean over. There we go. Again, this will be also on IG TV in a few minutes.
And then we eat it and tell you what color
it is. Go ahead and eat it. And then I will tell the listeners what color it is as well. The two have started chewing the gummy bear.
Oh, I know it.
You know it?
Yeah,
me too.
Yeah?
This is the white one.
Yep, it's the white.
That is correct. Okay.
Well,
now,
we all agree
that white did have, that's the one
it's
that
the
everyone said
one.
That people could be able to tell.
Yeah, it's the best one.
Go to the next one. Okay, so I'm showing it to the camera. I'm going to put it in Jackson's hand.
Thank you.
Over to Monroe.
This one's malformed.
Is it missing an
arm?
He
feels really skinny and tall.
Do you know what it is?
Hold on.
Monroe is already nodding her head yes. Okay, we're trying to figure out if they can back up their claim that they know gummy bears based
I'm
off of flavor.
Sure.
Okay. Hold on. The count of three. Say it. One, two, three.
Orange.
No. Yellow.
Really?
Oh, man.
Yeah, yellow. It was between those. I couldn't tell.
All right. We'll go to the next one. We'll do this one. So here we go. One, four. Jack, let me show it to the camera. So the camera is where is? Well, IGTV. There you go, Monroe. The two of them now. Acting like they can tell a flavor.
I got
when
you.
Really there is no difference in flavors in gummy bears.
I got you, girl.
On the count of three. One, two. Oh, okay, hold on. You tell me when you're in and you're ready to go.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Red.
Green.
No!
You're a liar.
I don't believe it.
Is it really?
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Oh, this is the new green.
All right, we'll go to the next one. There we go. I just want to point out, they've done more wrong than correct.
But we got the first one right.
You did get the first one right, and I was impressed
so
with
that.
So
put that in your mouth, John.
All right, so the two have placed the gummy bear into their mouth. They're chewing on it. Let me know when you feel like you have it.
Ew.
Yeah? I have an ew and an O. All right, on the count of three. One, two, three.
Orange.
That
this is the
correct.
Orange one.
Okay. There we go, one more.
You got another one?
I got another one. Is it a different one or the same one?
Oh.
Mmm. You're going to be tricky.
Maybe. The camera is on the two of them as they eat this gummy bear.
Oh, what on earth could this be?
They are claiming that they know the flavor of every gummy bear when there is no such thing as
that.
I
know this one.
On the count of three. One, two, three.
Red.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah, red.
It is red, but I don't feel like I should give him that point. I don't feel like you deserve the red.
You know what? I don't feel like you deserve to continue living, okay?
Now you do it, John. You can totally taste the difference.
You can't taste the difference. And besides, I don't eat them individually. I eat them by the handful. We all know that. If you want to see the video of Jackson Monroe just bombing terribly on the gummy bear challenge.
Whatever.
Bombing just embarrassingly so.
Hey, listen, I would like to blame who... Haribo for changing green to strawberry.
What was it before? Lime?
Yeah. It's always been like lime.
I don't know if you could tell. Could you tell the difference between a lime and a lemon if you were to do the two of those?
Oh, yeah. Lime and a lemon.
Yeah.
But these green ones are strawberry, which is what threw me off.
I was like, oh, that's red for sure. We thought it was red.
A lot of excuses after the old science experiment. That'll be up on IGTV. There's a guy in Australia. His name is Max Sylvester. He recently decided to get his pilot's license and had his first lesson on Saturday. Kind of an exciting time.
Oh, that's cool.
In the middle of it, up in the air, his flight instructor passed out.
What?
Oh, no. Oh, what do you do?
Well, you land the plane yourself.
No, you don't.
You do.
Dude, you got to wake up. Please.
It was just the two of them in a single engine Cessna. Max was able to radio in and talk to someone on the ground. Yeah, the tiny little ones.
Those are the ones that always crash.
Those are the ones when you hear a news story nine times
out of ten. It's always a Cessna.
Yeah. And they actually sat there and walked him through it, just like in the movie Airplane. I can't think of a better reference right now than that.
Oh, my God.
On how to land the plane.
Oh, that's horrifying.
And up there, he's like, my instructor's passed out. Like, can you help? And they're like, yeah, we'll just give you step by step.
On his first day, huh?
Is anybody there?
He not only landed it, but it was like a safe textbook landing.
Perfect landing.
Yeah. And they're saying he did an exceptional job. And oh, by the way, his wife and kids were on the ground. What? It was daddy's first flight. They were all there.
Dude.
Now, I don't know if they knew what was going on at the time or not. Maybe I think I grabbed the audio because I want to play it for you. He actually describes his instructor and what's happening. Give me one.
I would grab that flight instructor by the collar of his shirt and rip him out of that plane and be like, listen here, mister.
I draw a mustache on his face with permanent marker.
I don't have it, but he actually talks about how the guy slumped over on him and he's been trying to push him over the other way.
Get off
me! So the guy's
me.
Like passed out on him. He's got like the joystick like that he's trying to deal with. Like, there's a lot
he's
happening.
All, he's all XY, XY, up, down,
yeah. Contra.
Left. Start
Are you guys
select.
Ready for my amazing fact of the day?
Yeah.
Did you know the Girl Scouts are the second largest cookie company in America?
Oh, who's number one?
Oreo.
Oh, Nabisco.
It goes Oreo.
Nabisco.
Girl Scouts. The Girl Scouts make $800 million a year in revenue.
And they only sell them one time a year. That's crazy. That's saying something.
I do feel like the window has gotten a lot larger.
I feel like why does it have to be seasonal at this point? Like, why can't you just open it up?
Don't they sell them at Walmart though year round now?
Do they?
Don't they?
I haven't heard.
I thought that was a thing where there's like two or three of the ones.
Listen, Walmart's tried to take over a lot of companies, okay? But Girl Scout cookies will not relent.
I agree with Jackson though. If they were year round, would you really be going out and buying?
Listen, I'm gonna get a lot of hate for this. I don't think Girl Scout cookies are that great.
What?
They're good. Uh-huh. Don't get me wrong. I like a Samoa. I like a Thin Mint.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think they're any better than any other cookie you get in the store. The appeal is that you only get them once a year.
And you're supporting a cause.
Mm-hmm. So, but if they switched that and started doing it year-round, you wouldn't care as much.
I don't know. Dude, I feel like...
The shortbread?
Girl Scout cookie. You know what?
Huh.
The peanut butter one. Is that the tag-along?
Maybe
it's the creeper one. It's the one. It's the last box. It's always there, right?
Yeah.
It's the last man standing.
Uh huh.
And you're always like, yeah, we'll try it. You know. And then it's always it's pleasant. Really? Yeah, it is a pleasant surprise.
I think we still have all our boxes in the freezer. I put them in there one day because I'm like, ooh, it'll be good cold. And I forgot about them. I saw them the other day. I'm like, hey,
how could you ever forget there about a Girl Scout?
Everybody says freezer Thin Mints, but you know what? The Samoas are really good frozen too.
I do. The Samoas also in the freezer. Yeah. And I was like, podcast extra. Extra. Podcast extra.
No, you'll always be mad.
Justin Bieber.
Podcast extra.
Baby.
Oh, but you have to do the oh. That's like the biggest part of the song.
We replaced oh with extra.
That was the oh.
It doesn't work the same way. You can't carry the
oh. Or did it work perfectly?
Podcast extra. Oh,
yeah.
She's
yeah.
Right. That's better.
Oh, that would have made more sense.
Yeah. Well, too late now.
Here we are.
We're in it.
All right, podcast extras. Jackson won with oh yeah. Your rooster story.
I know. How dark was
that? Oh my gosh, that was dark for our show.
Pretty funny.
Monroe, do you got yours?
I do. This is pretty crazy. So, like religious schools, libraries, they've banned Harry Potter books before.
I remember when that was a thing. Yeah.
Yeah, because they kind of promote witchcraft.
Right.
This is kind of taking it to a new level, though. So, there's St. Edward Catholic School in Nashville, Tennessee, and they just banned Harry Potter books. The whole series from the school library, but not just for promoting witchcraft. The school has bigger fish to fry than, you know, just witchcraft. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Here's the explanation that Reverend Dan Rehill, the pastor who runs the school, said. He says, the curses and spells used in the books are actual curses and spells, which when read by a human being risk conjuring evil spirits in the presence of the person reading the text.
I don't think that's true.
Well, first of all, there's no such thing as evil spirits, so we can just go ahead and sidestep that.
Says
whole thing.
You. That sounds like an evil spirit talking right now, if you ask me. I knew it.
This guy said that he consulted with several exorcists who confirmed his theory and told him to ban the books.
Exorcism also not real. So
says you.
Okay, but.
Like, isn't Harry Potter spells like, you know, pumpkins and baubles and...
No.
Like...
They're Latin words. Like, they're...
Are they?
Yeah.
Are they real?
Yeah, well, they're not real curses.
I don't think magic's real. I don't think...
No. What I'm saying, like, they're actual Latin phrases and words, or they're lightly based off of Latin and Greek bases. But I don't think, I mean, I don't know anything about witchcraft because it's not real.
I don't know anything about it either.
But like, I can't imagine that those are real spells, quote unquote.
No, she wrote them on a
napkin
at a coffee shop. Like, there's nothing, they just sound like Latin class.
Exactly.
And that's like the end of it.
It's hard to pronounce, just like everything else is hard to pronounce.
Yeah.
So here we are.
Leviosa.
No, it's Leviosa.
It's mimosa, not mimosa.
I had one too. What was it? Ah, yes. Krispy Kreme is promoting its new pumpkin spice donuts by offering to trade them in for any over-the-top pumpkin spice product that you regret buying. So if you bought pumpkin spice cologne, pumpkin spice shampoo, maybe.
Spam came out
pumpkin
today.
Spice Spam.
Comes out today.
You can bring it in a Krispy Kreme and they'll give you a free donut. They're calling it the Pumpkin Spice Protection Plan. So,
Would you mind going down and getting me some pumpkin spice Spam? We'll just give it a try.
Well, I don't know where to get it. Who's stocking it? Walmart?
I'm intrigued.
I wanted to see what's all about.
Listen, can I have a couple of days? I'll Amazon it right now.
Great.
Perfect.
I'm a big spam fan, honestly.
Spam fan.
I like spam.
Yeah.
I was talking to Liam last night about
nobody
spam.
Nobody likes spam. You're crazy.
You go to there's a poke place that has like
fried spam.
Fried spam.
I love fried spam.
Mm-hmm. It's a little sweet.
You know what I make?
Yes.
I put some veggies in a pan. Yeah. I fry up some spam next to it. Throw that in some ramen with a soft boiled egg.
Put some ramen. Oh yeah. That sounds really good.
It's real good. Spam ramen.
This is how you do it. Mm-hmm.
That whole meal cost me like $1. So
even better.
It was great.
Yeah. We had a special story we wanted to do.
Yeah. This is a podcast after dark.
After dark.
After dark.
What is a podcast after dark?
Well, that's where we find a story that we love it so much and we want to tell it, but it might be a little too spicy for our younger listeners on air. So we wait till the end of the podcast and we talk about it. This is the part now where if you don't want to hear, you have young listeners, or if you don't want to hear something a little bit spicy, then you can go ahead and turn it off. Have a great day.
Yeah, and we understand that, so just be aware.
Yeah. Yep. So moving forward, parental advisory here. It's not, and I will say it's not anything that bad.
And never do we, yeah.
It acknowledges that certain things that people don't like exist.
Uh-huh.
So here we are. All right, this story, it's just my favorite thing. There's a 50-year-old guy named Thomas Barnes from Wilson, North Carolina, and he's having an issue with his satellite TV subscription.
Oh, okay.
Because he noticed there's a big line item on the bill that he didn't end up purchasing. Actually, what ended up happening is he claims his dog jumped on the remote and ordered the Hustler porn channel.
Sure.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So, allegedly, his dog, little Bichon Frise. Uh-huh. By the way, the Bichon Frise's name is Marino, after, I can only assume, Dan Marino.
Bad dog,
tell me another Marino.
I don't know any other Marinos other than this iconic
Marino,
dog.
Hello, Marino Wool.
Oh.
I don't know what that is.
It's fancy wool.
Oh. Okay.
Right? Fancy? Sure.
That's what they say.
I don't know anything. Right. Anyway, so Marino, I thought it was Marino because Dan Marino had curly hair. So this is this dog.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. Stepped on the remote control and somehow magically ordered the porn channel. Mm-hmm. DirecTV refuses to take the $70 charge off of this guy's bill because, of course, they do, because dogs don't order porn. This dog's not a porn fiend. I mean, he looks like a porn fiend. Look, I'm going to show you his face. Look at his face.
That's a
big old porn fiend.
That's a perverted dog if I've ever seen one.
That's dog perv.
That's someone who's going for the 24 hours, not just doing the one-hour specials,
he
what you're saying.
He looks like he's had insomnia.
Yeah, exactly.
He's just been up all night looking at porn.
Right.
This guy.
His eyes are bloodshot.
He's got that special blanket, quote-unquote.
Gross.
Yeah.
Even when he explained that his dog ordered the porn, they wouldn't take the charge off the bill, so he didn't pay it, and they cut off his service. He has filed a complaint with the FCC.
I'm with the cable company.
Absolutely.
On this one.
You ordered it.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, there's no way around that. Also, it's not usually one click.
No.
You know what I mean?
It's like, are you 18? Are you sure you want to purchase this? Are you really sure you want to purchase this? This is how much it's going to cost.
Yeah.
You sure? And then it happens. But let's say the dog did do it. I don't believe the dog did, even though he looks like a little perv. That guy, absolutely. He's 58 years old. He was up one night, a little lonely, wanted the Hustler channel.
Yeah.
Didn't realize it was going to be $70. Decided to change his mind. Couldn't do it.
It's legit, man. $70.
Oh, but yeah, but my dog, totally. But let's say in a weird world,
she's doing
why are you talking so much?
Let's keep going.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, so in a weird world where Marino actually did order the porn, you realize that you're responsible for the things that your dogs do, right?
I have to go so bad.
She legit just left because
I want you to know that earlier today, it was in a commercial break, and she's like, I just want you to know, I'm going to the restroom now because I'm in control of my body, and I'm going to try to be focused and not do it during our show. And then what do we have happen?
Well, I got to tell you, man, this is a job in which we have, like, huge chunks of time where we don't have anything to do.
We play songs.
Yeah, we play a five-minute commercial break and then a three-minute song. She's got 8 minutes, twice an hour, where she – 8 minutes twice. She could take an eight-minute break two times an hour where she could go pee. And then we deal with this every day. No other job. Every job gives you like a 10-minute break for every 30 minutes that you work.
How would she ever be able to work at like retail?
I don't know. I'm sorry, not every 30 minutes. Like every 4 hours you get like a 10-minute break.
Yeah.
So
two 15s and a 30.
Yeah.
Well, no, that's in California, not here.
You don't get that here?
Here you get a 30-minute break if you've worked 8 hours, but you're not guaranteed anything else.
Oh, wow. No kidding.
It's not great here.
Great.
Awesome. Working conditions. And also, bosses are real fast and loose with how they decide to do breaks.
Ah, gotcha.
I will tell you that right now.
Anyways, dog porn.
Dog porn. Not porn of dogs.
No, that's ridiculous.
Allegedly, it's porn for dogs. Again, if your dog were to like chew up someone's, you know, valuable
whatever
property, or if your dog peed on something and it ruined it,
yeah,
you would be responsible for the charges.
It's the same thing.
So even if your dog did jump on the remote, which he totally didn't because you're a porn fiend, you would still be responsible for the charges.
And now just everyone knows you're a porn fiend. Just pay the money.
Exactly.
Because no one's buying your story.
Now Thomas Barnes from Wilson, North Carolina.
Tommy B.
We all know Tommy B. We all know how he be.
We know exactly how he be.
That's it.
All right. Thanks for listening to our podcast. Monroe's still not back. Bye.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.